We are now joined by my congresswoman, Representative Barbara Lee, Democrat, 13th District of California. Good afternoon, Representative Lee.
Hi, good afternoon.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be with you.
Representative Lee, Congresswoman Lee, your overall feelings, thoughts in this particular moment as the House moves towards the impeachment vote after this long sort of excruciating process of the last 10 weeks?
Well, you know, as I said on the floor this morning, I'm really sad, but I'm not shocked at all that we've come to this place with, you know, the man in the White House, President Trump. I was here during the Watergate hearings and and saw actually the helicopter take off from the White House, which took Richard Nixon and his family, you know, when they left. That was a tragic, sad day also. And I was here also when President Clinton was impeached. So this is my third time, actually, of witnessing a moment such as this, even though, Nixon left and resigned. And when you look at the pattern of the obstruction of Congress, when you look at how he violated our system of checks and balances, separation of powers, when you look at how he has not even considered the rule of law, I mean, as I said earlier, when I was raising my children, I told them that there are consequences if you break the law. And I'm extremely worried today about what children are thinking about the commander-in-chief lying and breaking the law. That's not a message we want to send to our kids. So today is a day that none of us wanted to see come. But I have voted for impeachment now at least three times because you know what you know.
Right.
And Trump didn't leave us any choice but to act.
Congresswoman, to that point of consequences, right, when you break the law, you face consequences. It's true for all of us, right, in society. But even if the House impeaches, we're fairly certain that the Senate will never convict. Where do you see the consequences for this actually landing on Donald Trump?
Well, first of all, as a member of the House, we have to do our job and live up to our constitutional responsibility. History is watching us. And for us not to do this because the Senate may or may not move would be an abdication of our responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, so I hope the GOP colleagues, of course, will follow the Constitution and the rule of law and, act accordingly. But they've made it clear that they care more about party than country. But I have to say that this is now up to the public also to weigh in and to hold their members of the Senate accountable once the House sends these articles to the Senate. And we just can't leave it up to the senators and Mitch McConnell to just, move forward in a way that where they're coordinating with Donald Trump in terms of the continuation of the obstruction of justice. And the public has to weigh in. And has to say to the senators, each and every senator, Democrat or Republican, that they're going to hold them accountable at the polls if they don't do the right thing.
Representative,
and so we have to move forward in the House, though, as and doing our job.
Representative Barbara Lee, one of your colleagues, Al Green of Houston, just took to the House floor, and he brought a big poster with him, and it was that iconic photo of a child crying as his mother is, or her mother was being arrested by the border police. Al Green has argued, and I know he wasn't alone. There are many others who feel this way, and I'm sure you hear from constituents who feel this way as well, that they wish the articles of impeachment were broader, that went beyond just the issue of Ukraine, which at the heart of it includes issues around military aid to other countries, but that they wish that the separation of children from families at the border was a part of this, that going around the appropriations process that Congress controls to build the border wall was a part of this, the emoluments clause. And yet, other than Al Green, I have yet to see really anyone on the floor today talk about these other potential issues that Donald Trump could be impeached for. It looks like Nancy Pelosi is playing, you know, has the caucus right behind her and keeping it on Ukraine. What are your thoughts about this?
Sure. I would like to see them broaden myself, but I know we'd never get to today if they were. And that's the problem. I agree fully with Congressman Al Green. I have supported all of his impeachment resolutions early on. And so I think what's important is that because the public understands where we are now and is, for the most part, supportive of these two articles, that we move forward. But I certainly agree that we should have a broader we have a broader case, but I doubt if we could have gotten this far and we would not be able to have some sort of unity and a vote to send this to the Senate. And this doesn't mean we don't come back and revisit the additional travesties of justice in many ways and the abuse of power. Because these committees, the five committee chairs that have been conducting these investigations, have a heck of a lot more to include. And so, yes, we need to do that. But I believe that around Ukraine and around the interfering in future elections and around the abuse of Congress and the obstruction of Congress, not responding to subpoenas, not responding to what is required of a president, is outrageous. And so this is the strategy, and this is how we got to today. And so we have to, of course, look at what further we can do. But I don't believe we would have ever gotten a vote today had it not been for a more limiting impeachment, order.
Right. Congresswoman, one last question, if I may. You mentioned that this is your third impeachment proceedings that you've...
Well, mainly, I was here during the impeachment hearings of Richard Nixon, but also during Bill Clinton, and now this one.
Were you a staffer in 74?
I was an intern. I was a Cal in the Capitol intern for one. And I miss him so much. And this was my first summer working in D.C., and I sat through impeachment hearings. Yeah.
That's quite a summer.
Yeah, and that's when I met Congressman Conyers, God bless his soul, and all of the great leaders, Barbara Jordan. That was the summer that I was here. And this... seems like it was almost, in many ways, very modest and not halfway as grave as this moment is. The gravity of this moment and the seriousness of this moment with Donald Trump is something I have never experienced before here. This is very sad.
Well, maybe we just start
and it's shocking.
The last impeachment proceeding, right, from Clinton to now. The partisanship, the fact that there are no Republicans willing to cross the line, even if it's in their conscience that they should do so, how has that trajectory shifted from Clinton to now?
Well, I think you have a bully in the White House, first of all, and you have some Republicans who quietly say they know that this man deserves to be impeached, but yet they don't have the backbone to vote for it. I suspect it's because of the bullying and the threats to primary an election against those that vote for it. And for me, that is not taking your country or your constitutional requirements very seriously. You're being bullied by somebody who you know deserves to be impeached, and you won't do it because you're afraid. And that's really a new low.
Congresswoman Lee, thank you so much for joining us this now afternoon.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
That was Representative Barbara Lee, Democrat, 13th District of California.